This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Anand, and today I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved markets on Wednesday, that is 4th of December. Well, Nifty 50 recouped losses and closed in the green after three sessions of decline. In fact, the index not just closed above its crucial support at 12,000 levels, but also above its 5 days exponential moving average placed at 12,039. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex rose 178 points to close at 40,850, while the Nifty 50 closed 49 points higher at 12,043 on Wednesday. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in metals, consumer durable, IT and banking stocks, while the sectors which remain under pressure include capital goods, energy, oil and gas, and consumer discretionary. Now, the broader market performed in line with benchmark indices as mid-cap index rose 0.5%, while the small-cap index was up by 0.3%. Now, markets sort of took a U-turn in the noon trade after media reports suggested that the United States and China are moving closer to agreeing on the amount of tariffs to be rolled back in a phase one trade deal. Bloomberg, in fact, reported on Wednesday, citing sources. Now, the report flared a surprise rally in metals as well as some of the auto stocks. In fact, Tata Motors closed with gains of 7%, followed by metal stocks such as Tata Steel and Hindalco, which closed with gains of over 2% each. Now, experts feel that India is still a buy on dips market, and as long as it trades above 12,000 levels, investors should consider trading on the long side. Among the big news which kept investors busy, well, on the macro front, India's dominant service sector bounced back to growth in November, expanding at its fastest pace in 4 months. The Purchasing Manager Index rose 52.7 last month from a 49.2 reading in the month of October. In fact, the big news which came from the cabinet, well, to deepen the bond market in India and increase retail participation, the Cabinet Committee of Economic Affairs has decided, in fact, gave its approval for creation and launch of a Bharat Bond Exchange Traded Fund, that is the ETF, to create an additional source of funding from Central Public Sector Undertaking, that is CPSUs, Central Public Sector Enterprises, Central Public Financial Institutions, and other government organizations. Now, the Bharat Bond ETF would be the first corporate bond ETF in the country. It will also provide access to retail investors to invest in bonds with a smaller denomination, that is as low as 1,000, thereby providing easy and low-cost access to the bond market. Now, in fact, the Ujjivan Small Finance Bank, the 750 crore IPO, which is the subsidiary of the listed microfinance lender Ujjivan Financial Services, subscribed 165 times on the final day of bidding, that is on the December 4th. Now, investors will now watch out for the outcome of the MPC committee on Thursday. Now, most experts see at least a minimum 25 basis cut by the central bank. Now, let's look at the Nifty gainers as well. ICICI Bank, Yes Bank and Tata Motors top the chart. While in terms of losers, Coal India, RIL and L&T remain under pressure. Now, sectorally, metal index rose 1.6%, followed by the banking index or the BankEx, which rose 1.4%, and the IT index closed with gains of 1.37%. Now, on the losing front, capital goods index fell 1.3%, followed by the energy index, which fell 1.1%. And the oil and gas index closed with losses of 0.26%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 200% was seen in stocks like Coal India, RIL, Apollo Hospitals, Tata Motors, DV's Laboratories, and Mindtree. Now, let's look at stocks which saw long buildup. Well, Equitas, Mindtree, NMDC, and Dish TV saw some bit of long buildup, while short buildup was seen in stocks like L&T, Escorts, HPCL, and Godrej Consumer Products. Now, let's look at certain stocks which remained in news. Based on the news flow, well, HDFC AMC was one of the stocks which remained in focus. Now, HDFC AMC share price fell by 3% after foreign promoter, that is Standard Life Investment, started selling some stake in the company through offer for sale. CG Consumer was another stock in focus. In fact, Crompton Greaves Consumer share price rose 3% after SBI Mutual Fund has bought a little over 3 crore shares of the company in a bulk deal. Tata Motors gained 7% on December 4th after double-digit growth in Land Rover lifted overall sales in the United States. And CSB Bank, which is formerly Catholic Syrian Bank, made a strong debut on markets on December 4th, with the share price rallying by about 54% over the issue price of 195 on the listing day. Now, let's look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technical charts, where Nifty 50 closed above its crucial resistance of 12,000 and above its 5 days exponential moving average, but it failed to surpass Tuesday's intraday high of 12,068. Now, Nifty appears to have registered a bullish reversal formation called the piercing pattern in today's trading session. Now, the index is likely to trade with a positive bias in the short term for the next couple of trading sessions, as long as it trades above support of 11,935. Now, three crucial levels to watch out for on Thursday would be 11,936. That's the first support. And the next level to watch out for would be, that is on the high side, that is 12,068 and 12,158. In fact, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,500, followed by 12,000, and maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000, followed by 11,500. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.